As the snow thaws, road funding remains a top-of-mind issue for most Michiganders. A proposal on the May ballot will ask voters to raise the state sales tax to raise revenue for roads and infrastructure. But now some lawmakers are trying to come up with a plan B if voters don't agree to that sales tax increase. Susan, this plan is being put forward by Republican Representative Gary Glenn. How would it work?
Well, this plan might sound familiar to people since it was actually proposed by former House Speaker Jace Bolger last year. And basically, it would be phasing out the sales tax on fuel and increasing the gasoline tax, which would supposedly generate about $1 billion for roads. Critics think that it would not be sufficient and could also cost schools, for instance, a significant amount of money.
Now, Ken, this plan didn't succeed last year. It's been criticized by Democrats and Governor Snyder. And as Susan said, there's this concern about the impact on the school aid fund. So why are we seeing it again? Is this a way to just put some pressure on voters?
I think what you're seeing is a sense that Proposal 1 in May might be defeated. And so people are looking for various alternatives. And they really, I think, kind of are grouped into sort of two general camps. One is, let's make cuts in other areas of government to fund the roads. And the second one is, well, let's depend on revenue growth to cover the loss to the schools and local units of government. But both of those ideas are, I think, pretty suspect, either from a policy perspective or a political perspective.
Now, Susan, if voters don't approve an increase in the state sales tax and this plan doesn't gain traction, what options are left?
I think that you will see some sort of a ballot proposal backed by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce that would raise the gas tax. That's the plan that they support and many of their allies. And you won't see any of the add-ons, like with the current proposal one, to increase school funding or to restore the earned income tax credit, just the gas tax. And I think that they will put their money and muscle behind it.
And do you think that's something voters may have a better response to?
Honestly, I don't. I think that any kind of a significant tax increase is a very hard sell. There is not a lot of history of Michiganders going for significant tax increases. And although I understand that that's palatable to, the chamber and other business interests, you have to sell it to voters. And I think it's still a very difficult sell.
Ken, why is this such a difficult issue for states? Because it's not just Michigan dealing with this question. Is it really about that T word, tax, or is it something else?
Well, the last time we had a road crisis, 1997, the legislature raised the gas tax. They didn't put anything on the ballot. And I think what you see going on here is just this real political fear on the part of legislators that if they do something like that, if they raise taxes to fund roads, they're going to get punished at the ballot box. But there really isn't an alternative to having additional revenue here to fix the roads. That's you need upwards of $1 billion a year to do it, and it's just not realistic to think you're going to cut out other areas of the budget to find that kind of revenue.
Well, clearly we have a bumpy road ahead. Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Publisher of Insight Michigan Politics. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.